This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has the exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
Operating a successful farm takes more than hard work and determination. It takes smart decision making from every angle. That's why more farm families turn to Farm Credit each day for all their financial and crop insurance needs. Our 96 years of experience has helped us become more than the nation's leading ag lender. In addition to our specialized staff of ag professionals, we've also developed a unique range of financial products and services that you can use to help manage the financial side of your farming business. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farm families. When you demand success in every field, Farm Credit is the financial expert to turn to. For more information, call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Ooh. Ah, that's what you'll be saying after you slip on a pair of Dr. Comfort orthotic sandals, now available at Michelle's Pharmacy. These are extremely lightweight sandals that help correct posture and alleviate foot and back pain, as well as aching legs. Try on a pair at Michelle's Pharmacy, and don't forget about free delivery only from Michelle's Pharmacy. Healthier, happier feet start right here at Michelle's Pharmacy in Gillespie and Carlinville.
First of all, in our farm news today, the overnight crude oil market, 13 cents higher at $88.56. The Brent crude, 97 cents higher at $104.34. The August gold contract, $3 higher at $1,594.60. The U.S. dollar index, 0.042 lower at 83.056. An electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. September wheat trading at 870 and a quarter. That is down 14 and a quarter. December wheat trading at 884 and a quarter, down 13 and a half. September corn now trading at 767 and three quarter, down 9. December corn trading at 763 and a quarter, down 9 and a quarter. August soybeans trading at 1620 and a quarter, down 13 and a half. September beans trading at 1596 and a half. And that's down 13. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, September wheat closed at 884 and a half. That was up 36 and three quarter. December wheat ended the day at 897 and three quarter, up 35 and a quarter. March wheat closed at 903 and three quarter, up 31 and three quarter. September corn yesterday closed at 776 and three quarter. That's up 36 and a quarter. December corn closed at 772 and a half, excuse me, up 32 and a quarter. And March corn ended at 772 and a half, up 30 and three quarter. August soybeans yesterday closed at 1633 and three quarter, up 39. September beans closed at 1609 and a half, up 40. And November beans closed at 1590 and a half, up 38. August soybean meal yesterday closed at 487.30, up 132. September meal closed at 478.40, up 128. October meal closed at 468, up 108. August soybean oil yesterday closed at 54.65, up 95. September oil closed at 54.87, up 96. October oil closed at 55.07, up 96. September oats yesterday closed at 380 and a quarter, up 7 and 3 quarter. December oats closed at 382 and a quarter, up 7 and 3 quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the USN, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, with today's grain market report. The Illinois winter grain prices were sharply higher on Monday afternoon. The outlook for the hot and dry weather conditions to continue this week, especially for the western Corn Belt, pushed futures prices up. The condition of the nation's corn and soybean crops continue to fall. In the USDA's weekly crop progress report, the U.S. corn crop placed only 31% the good to excellent range, down 9% from last week. The U.S. soybean crop placed 34% the good to excellent category, down 6% from last week. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 28 to 30 cents higher at 780 to 792, and soybean bids were up 29 to 34 cents at 1649 to 1660. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 34 to 35 cents stronger at 795 to 811. Soybean bids advanced 39 to 44 cents at 1646 to 1669, and cash wheat bids gained 35 to 40 cents at 849 to 868. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 34 to 40 cents stronger at 811 to 827. Soybeans gained 38 to 39 cents at 1648 to 1690. And the soft wheat bids mostly 33 to 38 higher at 855 to 899. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 29 to 32 cents higher at 792 to 798. Soybeans gained 40 to 42 cents at 1679 to 1689, and cash wheat prices up 16 to 21 at 824 to 839. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 20 to 34 cents higher at 809 to 812. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 32 to 38 cents with quotations at 1689 to 1696. Soft wheat bids gained 38 cents, ranging from 869 to 870, and the Milo up 29 cents at 701 to 702. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from 734 up to 744, with new crop soybean bids ranging from 1552 to 1572. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 746 to 769, new crop soybean bids at 1554 to 1570. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 756 up to 777, and the new crop soybean bids range from 1565 up to 1591. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, July hogs closed at 97.07, down 15. August hogs closed at 90.42, up 2 cents, and October hogs closed at 79.20, down 27. August cattle yesterday closed at 116.80, down 40. October cattle closed at 120.55, down 90. December cattle closed at 124.50, down 40. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at $136, limit down $3. September feeders closed at $139.15, limit down $3. October feeders closed at $141.30, limit down $3. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Monday, July 16th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed $1.14 lower. Carcass-based price range, $85 to $90.54. Weighted average, $86.49. Hogs purchased Illinois today, 10,000. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was a dollar lower, 57 to 62. Illinois direct slaughter sales steady to two lower. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 36 to 43. 450 to 550 pounds, 41 to 44. Over 550 pounds at 42 to 44. Boars under 300 pounds traded 33 to 40 and over 300 pounds, 15 to 20. Today's estimated receipts, 850, and Friday's actuals, 900. Pork carcass cutout, 88.81. That is down 68 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs for today, 375,000. Last week, 393,000, and a year ago, 400,000. Cattle for today, 125,000. Last week, 127,000, and a year ago, 128,000. Box beef cut values were steady to week on light demand and light to moderate offerings. Total movement today, 128 fab loads with 64 trim. choice, 183.84, that is down a dime. Select at 172.19, and that is down 38 cents. At the Illinois auctions, which are covered, receipts last week of 3,040. No price comparison available last week, since all but one auction was that we cover was closed the previous week in observance of the holiday. However, a weak undertone was noted. Choice steers and heifers sold from 112 to 122. Choice Holstein steers, 103 to 111.5. For the afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review, so far for Monday, negotiated cash trade was at a standstill in the southern and northern plains and light trade and demand in the western corn belt. Not enough of sales in any feeding region for an adequate market test. Negotiated sales week to date of 2,600 head. Illinois direct slaughter cattle, due to very limited tests, no accurate price comparison available for live or dressed sales last week. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: butter 155.5, up a half; block cheese 170.5, up 2.5; barrel cheese 170, up 2. The spot price for Class 3 milk yesterday ended at $16.62. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, $8.12. For August, $7.64. Corn delivered to Scottville for July, $8.04. For August, $7.56. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for July, $16.60. And for August, $15.88. Wheat delivered to Scottville for July, $8.33. For more information or to confirm the bids, you can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $8.12. Corn at Scottville, $8.04. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $16.60. Wheat at Scottville, $8.33. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday. Brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. By Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie. And by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color Radar shows no precipitation in the listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Greenyard Lawn Care by FS is currently applying steps 3 and 4 of its 6-part program. It's the time of year for summer fertilizer, grub prevention application, and to check evergreen trees and other plants for bagworms. Give Greenyard Professional Lawn Care by FS a call at 1-800-962-7331. For a free estimate and scouting of your plants, call Greenyard Lawn Care by FS. It's a service of M&M Service Company, the local solution for your world of needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory. It is in effect from noon today until 8 Thursday night for today. Sunny skies, high temperatures in the upper 90s with light southwest winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy, hot and humid, a slight chance of a shower, the high about 100 degrees. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower Thursday and Friday, low temperatures in the low 70s, highs in the mid-90s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, our temperature 73 degrees under partly cloudy skies. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Coming up today at the Macoupin County Fair in Carlinville, the Macoupin County Food Festival will open this morning at 8 o'clock. Also at 8 o'clock this morning, the 4-H Cat Show will be held. A couple of reminders. By 9 o'clock, all exhibits are to be on the fairgrounds and no late entries will be accepted. Judging and setup in the exhibit halls will be today from 9 until 2, and at 2 o'clock this afternoon, those exhibit halls will open. At 4 o'clock today, the Bates Building will be open. Coming up in the grandstand this afternoon at 4 o'clock, more harness racing. The carnival will open tonight at 6. From 6 until 8 this evening, the Kids Corner will be open, featuring games, contests, freebies, and a lot more. The pie and cake auction will be held in the Franke Pavilion this evening at 6:30. And in the grandstand tonight at 7:30, the Queen and Junior Miss Contest. That's what's going on today at your Macoupin County Fair. Illinois farmers can apply for financial assistance to help cover crop losses caused by the drought. Governor Pat Quinn announced several programs available for farmers on the statewide level. The state is working with the Illinois Finance Authority and several banks to provide loans for those in need. Farmers should contact their local Farm Service Agency office for details or check out drought.illinois.gov. Coming up Wednesday morning, Wiffles Hybrids will have a corn strategy conference at the Steve Gardner Farm just south of Litchfield. Five speakers will have presentations in an air-conditioned tent concerning the production and marketing of corn. We talked to Steve Gardner, and he explained.
Wiffles Seed Corn is having they call it a corn strategy conference out on our farm Wednesday. They have five speakers. I know Dr. Barry Flinchbaugh from Kansas State and Dr. Fred Below from University of Illinois will discuss corn and lack of rain, I'm sure, and different economic things going on in farming.
Okay. And what other speakers will there be? There are about four or five, right?
Yes, there are. What I like is they've got a couple that are a broad range on the world economy, the impacts of what's going on in Europe and, outlook for fertilizer and oil prices and that kind of thing.
Registration for the Wiffles Corn Strategy Conference will be at 8 o'clock tomorrow. The speakers will get underway about 8:30 and a lunch will be served about noon. At the Macoupin County Fair Monday, we talked to Judy Benz, the program coordinator for Macoupin and Jersey counties, and we talked about the 4-H general projects submitted Monday.
We judged general projects today. We've already held the foods and clothing show and public speaking in the last couple months because there are so many kids in 4-H here in the county. You just can't push all those shows into just one or two days, so we try to spread it out so it's easier for the families and easier for our office. It just makes it nicer for everybody.
Do you judge, say, for instance, the public speaking?
Oh, no. I find the judges for the public speaking contest. Those are normally people who are accustomed to working with youth. They are retired teachers. I have really good ag teachers who I have, school teachers, people who are accustomed to public speaking, and they are accustomed to working with kids, so they do a really good job.
Now, how many entries did you have in the projects that we've seen today?
Oh my goodness, we had easily 400 to 500. We had quite a few. This building you're looking at here is not the entire general project, all the projects we have. We have our visual arts projects in the building across the street here. So there wasn't room here for them, so we moved them across the street.
The visual arts, does that include like photography and that, or I'm sure it's something a little more modern than that?
Visual arts includes clay, chalk carbon pigment, where they are either drawing, they're painting, that kind of sort of thing. They are doing there's just a wide variety of things that they can do. It can be a mixed media where they're mixing different medias together, and it's quite a variety of things. There's glass and those kind of projects too. It's very nice. People need to come in and see these projects, because they will be on display here in this building during the fair.
During the entire run of the fair?
Yes, during the entire run of the fair, they will be available for viewing in this building, in the 4-H building.
And it's a nice air-conditioned building. It is nice in here.
It is nice, and considering what this week's going to look like, this is going to be really a nice place to hang out for a while. They can come in and look at the projects, and see what the kids have done throughout the year. And some of these, they're really great projects, great photography projects. We have animal science. We have woodworking projects here that are just phenomenal. We have a welding project here that any farmer worth his salt would love to have. That is a bale fork that was put together by one of our 4-H members. He did a superb job. Different woodworking projects. There's all kinds of neat things here for people to come in and see.
And also on some of the larger projects that we see, there are also photographs of the young people putting the projects together, isn't there?
Yes, that was a very good way to put her project together. She showed how she started with it, how she proceeded down through the project itself. And it's a combination photography stand, you know, just any kind of things that she wants to put in there. Probably her woodworking trophy will go in there too, you know. It's very well done.
Also at the Macoupin County Fair on Monday, we had a chance to ride in the pace car for two heats of harness racing, and we talked to the starter, Bob Brody. He describes the starting process.
Just depends how fast they can leave. There's horses that can leave a lot faster than other horses, so you like to have them within, you know, a length or so. But they'll be up. Some of them can't leave. They hit the gate, they might break, so they hold them off a little bit too. And other ones that want to push out of there, they'll push the gate. So, but a lot of them, if they don't hold them together after they take off and get going, they'll break. So they know what they're, you know, pretty well doing. As long as they're not way back, you don't have to say too much to them.
Have you ever, what do you say to them? I mean, you've got a PA system in here. What do you tell them?
You tell them to bring their horse up in position. Or if they're getting off position, you tell them to get over where they belong or things like that.
Because sometimes the horses, I mean, will they go to the wrong gate?
Yeah, they go to the wrong number once in a while. There's drivers will drive so many horses, they'll get on a horse and forget which one they got. You know, don't look at the saddle pad. Or back in the old days, they used to race two heats. So maybe the fifth horse would have won. So when he comes back for the second heat, he has the pole, because they'd earn their position. You know, you might have the five in the one hole and the six in the two hole and then the three and on down, you never know, however they finish. So guys would get confused more that way all the time.
Now, when you spread the gates at the start of the race, the horses have to be about within a nose or so of the gate when they start?
Well, you like to have them up in there. You know, if they're at the length of another horse lapped on, I mean, that's good too. They're up in there trying. If you was at Chicago or somewhere where they're racing all the time and they have to be qualified, these are just two-year-olds, they're learning yet. So you don't get on them too much, you know, as long as they're not trying to pull something and take a run at you, you know, stay back and then take a run at you last minute and shoot out of there. Like the qualifiers they'll have before they can race at Chicago where they bet. And they watch them and make sure that they're able to be up there, you know.
Now, when you start the race and they're all at the gate, and you have control of the car at that time, right, in regard to speed?
Yes, I control the speed till I say go, and then the driver takes over and gets out of the way when I close the wings.
And you close the wings, and then the driver has to get off usually on the outside of the track, right?
Yes, after the wings close, I tell him not to go to the outside till the wings close. And then he's got control of the speed. I let off the throttle so he can control the speed. He gets as fast he needs to go, watch then the mirror, pulls over and hits the brakes.
And that was the starter for the Macoupin County Fair Harness Racing, Bob Brody. And once again, they'll have more harness racing today, starting at 4:00 on the track at the Macoupin County Fair. On the AM Live program Monday, we talked to Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. He talked about the recently passed transportation bill President Obama signed last week.
What they have done, though, is that they've passed a permanent transportation bill that's good for the next 27 months, which is permanent funding, which is important because of the fact that it does mean that there is plenty of money out there, $118 billion in terms of funding that is important because it trickles down to the state and trickles down to the local governments eventually, and they do have dedicated funding which they could not count on. You tie this with the governor did. The governor signed the transportation bonding bill last week, which is state money. That is another basically $1.6 billion. in bonding that the state has authorized for transportation projects. Don't know if we talked about it last month, but up until the last couple of days of the spring legislative session, there was no plan. There was no money. We would have had zero transportation plan budget for next year. So really, if you look at it, the combination of the federal funding coming through and the state bonding coming through, it actually puts us on pretty solid ground in terms of repairing and improving the highways and the bridges, the culverts, you name it, that need a lot of work, because there is a lot that's falling behind.
And this covers the state roads like Route 16. The work is going on as we speak, and other state roads around the state.
Yeah, and you look at these projects going on. You're looking at the resurfacing work going on I-55, good example. A lot of the work that's going on in 270 down in the Metro East area, even the repairs to the 270 bridge, for example. All these are projects, big projects, little projects, that depend on this kind of money that comes through.
But the I-55 and I-270 projects and that bridge project, which is going on now, a lot of that is federally funded, isn't it?
Right, and that's where the important part is, that this transportation reauthorization plan, basically what it does is that it enables the federal government to continue funding these programs, these projects, I should say. There is a lot of projects that are on the, you know, on the chalkboard, things that need to be done. They can't move ahead on any of these things until they get the reauthorization. And this is a bill that has a lot in it besides, it's not just funding, but it also includes, for roads and bridges. I mean, there's money in there for rail, there's money in there for barges, there's money, for a lot of different, for the different modes of transportation.
And that was Monday's guest on the AM Live program, Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, September wheat trading at 881.5, down 3. December wheat trading at 895.75, down 2. September corn trading at 776.75, unchanged. December corn trading at 771.25, down 1.25. August beans trading at 1624.75, down 9. September beans trading at 1601, that is down 8.5. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. And join us this afternoon for the Farm Show live from the Macoupin County Fair in Carlinville. That's yours about 12:45 this afternoon. Once again on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Auburn, and Carlinville.